Joining us at this time, we have Emmett Dirtche, who is the superintendent of the Berlin Area School District. Good morning.
Good morning. It's like a beautiful day outside, finally.
Like your bow tie.
Thanks. Where's your bow tie?
Different colors. I keep
asking you.
I used to have a bow tie. I don't think I do anymore. Mm-hmm. I got the fat ties. I got skinny ties, too, but, you know.
Yeah, I went through those. I went through the skinny and the wide and the bow ties and the bolo ties. You ever had a bolo tie? It's like the cowboy ties, like the string ties.
I actually did have one of those at one time. We were living in Arkansas, and, you know, if you wanted to be a little gentleman, you had to have one of those. So, but
anyway. And when I think of you, Bob, I think about a little gentleman. Yeah, that describes you.
I had cowboy boots for
a while.
That's cool. Yeah. So, but I was a kid.
Well, I told you, I think I told you in a program here, I went with the high school music tour down in Nashville this spring. And they're really into those cowboy hats and cowboy boots, right? And those shops were just lined. I've never seen so many cowboy boots and cowboy hats lined on the walls. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Never been my thing.
All right, so we're reaching the end of the school year, per se. Now, the academic year is over at the end of June, but actually the end of school is coming up quick, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do roll over all of our student records at the end of June, going into July. But tomorrow is actually our last day in the Berlin Area School District with students. Mm-hmm. Our high school, our seniors ended last week because our graduation was last Friday, the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. We graduated 105 students.
Wow.
And it was academically, it was one of our stronger groups in a while. So the class of 2026 was a well-regarded class, a lot of records in athletics and music performances, and even academically were really strong. So congratulations to the class of 2026. But yeah, tomorrow's our last day with all of our kids. We're excited to wrap up another year and move on.
I always thought school didn't get out until like the first week of June.
It varies. You know, you have rules in the state regarding how many days or minutes actually you have to have in the whole year. I would say we try really hard to start when, you know, legally in the state of Wisconsin, it's really you're supposed to start on the 1st of September or later. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a little wiggle room there with waivers. And then most districts try to wrap up by the very end of May or that first week in June. But yeah, we were able to do it this year.
Yeah. I know some districts have started or ended early or whatever because of construction projects.
Yeah, AMRO was one of those this year. Yeah. And they're already out. I think they ended last week.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're wrapping up tomorrow, and we have a lot of fun things going on at school. Last night, I was up till late because we had our show choir performance, which is for the high school is like their sound wave encore solos duets. It was over 2 hours of performance, and it was really nice. There's something special about middle schoolers, high schoolers, you know, putting in all the heart and soul on the stage there. And it was the last performance for our choir director from the high school. She is moving on. So Abby Lane, it was her last performance with the kids and directing them.
Wow.
It was really neat.
Okay. What else you got?
A few weeks ago, we had our last staff lunch and we celebrated our retirees and years of service. We have six, I believe, retirees, some of which have worked as long as 30 to 40 years in the district.
Wow.
So I know other districts go through that too, but it was always inspiring to see the dedication from our staff. Those have been continuing to work for us for 25, 30 years. We had a couple in that category, and we even had one that worked in the food service for 40 years.
Right? Oh. Lunch lady.
Yep.
Or lunch guy.
It's true. You and I both probably have had memories of that, right?
Yeah.
And in some ways, food service has changed over the years, but in other ways, it's the same, right? Kids show up and you have to be prepared for them, and you always are dealing with food preferences and kids being a little grumpy as they're trying to get their food in their bodies. But
it's become a real science of late.
Oh, for sure. And there's regulations around it, right? Because a lot of it's subsidized for good reason, right? So, But yeah, you have to, you know, nutritional standards change and all the ins and outs. But yeah, so that was, we started, this is the end of my fourth year as a superintendent in the Berlin Area School District. And so when I got there, we adjusted a little bit how we do our retirees and year service luncheon. And we do it during a professional development day in May. And it's always fun to get together as staff and celebrate each other and help those that are moving on feel appreciated and ready to do their next thing in life. So we really, a big shout out to not just in Berlin, but all the school districts, all of our retirees. Thank you for all your service to our kids.
Yeah.
I think we often just take it for granted, but some of them work for 30, 40, even 50 years. We had one teacher in Berlin that retired a few years ago and had taught for 50 years in Berlin. So,
wow.
Pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Now you got summer school coming up?
Summer school starts the 8th of June. So in Berlin, we have 3 weeks of summer school, so the 8th through the 26th. And we have elementary, middle, and some high school. High school is more credit recovery. Actually, this year I'll be serving as a principal for the middle school summer school. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Going back to my principal hat years, you know. but yeah, it'll be fun. Summer school is always different because you have fewer kids. It's summer, so you can get them outside easier and do some new things. Did you do summer school when you were growing up?
No, they didn't offer that when I was in school. But, you know, a lot of summer school is enrichment classes.
Yeah.
I mean, you
still
know,
do that.
You have some of the remedial work, like you said.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's just opportunities to learn.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And we talk about summer slide quite a bit, right? Which is the idea that most kids lose a little bit academically in the summer, and then you gain it back in the fall is the goal. The thing that really helps kids not experience that summer slide or loss as much is just getting out and doing enriching things, right?
Right.
So going to museums, getting outside, exploring, playing outside in a way that's, you know, you can learn science through just digging in the dirt and exploring animals and finding trees and plants and all the stuff that you and I probably did, right?
Right.
And we took it for granted thinking we're just playing, but actually kids learn through play, right? Mm-hmm. Or reading a few extra books that you just didn't have time during the year because you're too busy, you know? So all those things are really important. So summer school is just one tool we use for some kids, but many of our kids experience all sorts of great things in the summer through their families or their Boys and Girls Club. You know, Berlin has a great Boys and Girls Club. So does Ripon and mm-hmm. Green Lake. So those organizations also provide great summer opportunities for kids to get outside and learn together in a different way. So
yeah, I know there's a trades academy that they're doing through the Boys and Girls Club for the three different facilities. So
yeah. Well, yeah, on that note, actually, so we're working on our strategic plan, kind of refreshing it. Most districts have a 3 to 5 year strategic plan. And we just did a community survey. I'm not ready to share all of that, but one of the things that popped up, so you're talking about the trades, is in this area, in the top 3 or 4 things that parents really want from their kids is the trades. They want life skills. They want hands-on learning. They want options beyond traditional academic college experiences. Yeah. They want their kids to have a whole breadth of opportunities. And our survey that actually we just got the results in yesterday really showed that loud and clear that what we're thinking kids are wanting and needing, parents see the same.
Yeah.
And that kind of relates to the summer too. It's like getting out there, maybe I remember growing up, middle school, high school, I worked. I didn't do summer school. Kind of like you, like, I don't know if we had it or not. I definitely didn't do summer school. But in like the 80s and 70s and 80s when I was a kid, I worked those summers, right? I did lawns and I weeded and I fixed roofs and I did construction. I was a laborer, you know, schlepping around stuff for people. And I learned so much for those experiences, the value of hard work, of working well with adults as a kid, just taking feedback from a boss, how to put in long hours and, you know, sometimes grueling work. And that's the stuff that resilience, grit, hard work, focus on doing a good job, doing your best, regardless of what the job is something that kids need to learn. And summer's a great chance to do that.
No doubt. Anything else, Emmett?
No, I think the last thing is what's the number one question we get as administrators at this time of year? do you work in the summer?
That's right.
Right? I think I brought this up before. I am not even kidding, Bob. Like, that is the number one question we get. Like, yeah. Like, what do you even do in the summer? Well, just so you know, yes, superintendents and most administrators work most of the summer. And yeah, it's a little different pace, but we have a lot of planning, hiring still to do. You know, there's always those last minute retirements or resignations. So a lot of planning to make sure we're ready for the kids in late August and September. And it's an exciting time because the planning is actually hard, but it's also exciting because we get to look forward to the future. So yes, if you're wondering, I will be working this summer, as will my team. So I appreciate them. Anyway, thanks for having me on, Bob.
Yeah. Emmett, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. We've been speaking with Emmett Durche, who is the superintendent of the Berlin Area School District.